Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject, oh boy, my parents are freaks. Okay.
This don't sound good.
It didn't.
A lot of times the titles don't reflect what's in the letter. This one kind of does. Okay.
Does.
This one kind of does.
Let's
yeah.
Talk about
good. I got to keep it 100. This one kind of does. Subject, my parents are freaks. Right now, nephew in the building to give us today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Chez Leon.
Why do you say it like that?
Well, it's
like
it's,
that. Chez Leon.
Do I sound like French or something? Chez Leon. Chez Leon.
What is it?
Just say it. Say it. Chez Leon.
Chez Leon.
Not Leon, boy.
Chez Leon. Chez Leon.
Chez Leon.
Chez Leon.
That's all right, Jen.
I tried it.
Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourself for Chez Leon. Play it, cat dog.
Hello. Thank you for calling.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Nicole, please.
This is she.
Hi, how you doing? Listen, my name is Chez Leon, and I was calling you to see if you had any booth rental in the salon that you work in.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name again. What's your name again?
Chez Leon. I mean, my real name is Leon, but my artistic name is Chez Leon. Chez Leon is what they call me.
Chez Leon, okay. Actually, I do have space for another person to come in and work. I am in a suite. It's rather small in here, but if you are interested in coming in and working, I would really like to have someone come in and work with me. That would be nice. Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
What's your background? What do you do, actually?
I've just moved here to D.C. I was actually living in the Los Angeles area.
Okay.
And, I've been doing hair there for the last probably 15, 20 years. I've been doing hair. Definitely licensed. I moved here, but I've been doing hair for quite a long time. I specialize in only doing females' hair, and just looking to get into D.C. and get back to work. And
okay,
I really want to find a place where I can do some hair, and it's going to take me a minute to get some clientele built up. But
right.
I know my work is good.
Okay. Well, I am in a high traffic area, and I think this would be a great area for you, just coming in from another state, especially from California.
Right.
Is it possible you can come in and take a look and see what you can,
I'd love to come in and take a look and see what type of work environment you have.
Right.
I'm understanding that there's a lot of people that do hair that have different rooms. Is that how this setup is?
Yes, that's how it's set up. However,
you actually have a suite.
I do have a suite. It's a double suite, so there is room for another technician. But, with it being such close quarters, you got to kind of get a feel for the person that's going to come in and work for you. So
yeah, right, because you're going to be working real close to each other. I understand.
If we kind of meet each other, we can get a feel for each other and see if we can work.
Well, let me ask you something. Have you had a PHS? Have you worked around a PHS person before?
I'm sorry, who?
A PHS. Have you worked around? I mean, that's pretty much what I do. Have you worked around a PHS
I'm not familiar with that term. Is that a California term? I don't. What's PHS?
PHS is a private hair specialist. Have you worked with a private hair specialist before?
Well, I would consider myself private, being so I'm in a suite, but you would be working out in the open with myself, so I don't know how private you would be.
Oh, no. You're not understanding where I'm coming from. I'm a PHS, okay, private hair specialist. And what that is I do women's private hair, like if they want removal from under their arm or their chin but most of my work actually resides in the bikini line. I'm an artist, so I'm known to put your name there. I can dye it a different color, a mohawk, a landing strip.
Let me stop you right there. You did call and say you were a hairstylist, and the last time I checked, a hairstylist, they restyle hair, the hair on top of the head.
Chez Leon does hair. It doesn't necessarily have to be the hair on the head. I'm just saying
hair. Sierra Leone, Sri Lanka. What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Chez Leon. You cannot continue to get this wrong. Chez Leon.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was the name your mom gave you? Because
my government name is Leon, but it's
okay,
my name.
Leon. Okay, Leon. Leon, Leon. Again, this is a suite, and you will be working in the open with myself and my clients who are accustomed to having a professional setting. And I don't think it would be appropriate for you to have someone come in and have a landing strip, an airport, a plane. their baby daddy's name, put on, I don't, or whatever you do, that's not what we're about here.
Okay, so are you trying to say that you're not open for new ideas?
I'm sorry, if you consider that a new idea, then I'm giving you the phone number to someone else, because this we're not going to do that here.
Hey, listen,
my problem
is this.
Excuse me. You called my salon. Where did you even get my number from? What made you think that you could call my shop and that this is what we do and you could come here and you could do that?
Well, I'm thinking that you would be open for something new.
But why would you think that I'd be open for that? Who told you that?
I'm not saying that someone told me that.
You came all the way from California and you called me. You're not coming to my salon to carve your name, anybody else's name, any type of landing strip, any type of initials, okay? This is a professional salon, and we style hair. The hair on the head.
That is what I'm doing, lady. I'm styling hair.
What part of the head did you not hear?
I said Shay Leon styles hair. That's what Shay Leon does.
Look. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you already. So, you know what? This is not even going to work. Again, we're not doing that here in my shop. I'm sorry. I hope you can call someone else, and maybe they'll accept your craft.
I'm sorry that your career would not be as successful as you would like it to be, because you're not open for new ideas.
Excuse me. My salon is very successful, thank you.
You know what? I'm going to come over there and pass out flyers in front of your shop, letting them know about Shay Leon, and letting them know also that you are not who you really are.
When are you coming? Are you coming today?
Don't worry about when I'm coming. I know where you are.
I'm here right now. Can you come today? Please come.
I'm coming today.
Please come over here, because I'm going to be that outside waiting for your. Bring your over here. Bring it. Because you're not about to stand outside in front of my salon and degrade my salon.
What you're not going to do is deny Shay Leon. You're not going to deny Shay Leon.
Please come over here, because you will catch the first thing smoking back to California if you bring your over here.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening to me?
Thing to say to me.
Shay Leon has one more thing he needs to say. Are you listening to Shay Leon?
What is it?
This is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend, Michonne.
What?
Hello?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm going to keep your and hers. I don't know if I do.
Hey, baby, I got one more thing I need
to say. Oh, God, what else you got to say?
What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, my God.
Huh? Come on now. Y'all gotta give me some now.
PHS.
No, you play too much. Yeah. You play way.
He said, "Excuse me, is that a California term? Because I'm not familiar with that."
What's your mama call?
Yeah, what's your government name?
Leon. Look,
Leon. Look, Leon.
look at here, Leon.
She called you Sierra Leon.
Oh man, that was good.
Shay Leon, baby. Shay Leon.
Ooh, that was crazy.
August 30th and 31st is going down. The Fool will be in town. Backed by popular demand, I will be at Bethesda Blues and Jazz Supper Club. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. Get your tickets. They're on sale right now. Jump off your Labor Day weekend. Take a little break from your barbecue and come hang out with the nephew. August 30th and 31st. And then Saturday, September the 7th, Greenville, North Carolina at the Greenville Convention Center. The nephew is coming to town. Greenville, North Carolina.
All right, nephew.
All right,
thank you. Up next, today's Strawberry Letter subject, my parents are freaks. We'll get into it right after. Yeah, that's what he said. She said, whoever. My parents are freaks. Wow. We'll get into it right after this.